Is there too much sex on TV? BBC Two's period drama Versailles, said to be the sexiest TV drama ever made, began last week. Heavily trailed in the press. One newspaper promising four racy scenes in just 17 minutes. Along with gay sex, cross-dressing and nudity galore. What more could you want? Well, with popular TV shows such as Game of Thrones following the same formula, is this now what we should expect? In other words, what more do you want or what less do you want? That's the question this morning. Is there too much of all this malarkey on TV? Andrea McVeigh, good morning to you. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I didn't actually think there was that much sex in it. To be honest, I watched it and was a bit disappointed. But the thing is, there's always been arguments about this on TV, going back to Mary Whitehouse's campaign. And the thing is, there's so much variety on TV. If you don't want to watch programmes with an adult theme, then you don't have to. You can watch a dozen other programmes. But I pay my licensee too, and I'm entitled to watch programmes with an adult theme. I'm an adult. And personally, I think violence on TV is a lot worse. I hate watching violence on TV. But sex doesn't bother me at all, and sex has always been a part of popular culture. If you go back to the works of Chaucer or Shakespeare, Shakespeare is filled with dirty jokes and sexual innuendo, and we teach that to children in school, so I don't see that there's anything wrong.
But it's been used to sell these programmes, isn't it? That's...
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, is it selling the programme or is it the hype, all this hype that's in the newspapers that's being used to sell the programme? I mean, I watched Versailles, there was a sex scene within the first few minutes. I know immediately whether that's a programme for me or not. And to be honest, I think it's part of that particular story. You know, it talks about a young king, a young hedonistic king and a young hedonistic ambitious court. So it's all part of the storyline and the sort of theme of it. And why not? You know, I mean, I'm a grown woman. I can watch sex scenes if I want.
Angela Epstein, listening to this. Too much sex on TV, Angela?
Well, I think it's actually getting a bit boring as much as anything else, and I wish to sound prudish on this matter. I mean, it's interesting that that the latest ratings have shown that the sex has been a bit of a turn-off for the Brits for Versailles. I accept the point that sometimes it is a part of the story, and where it's integral, where it builds to that, forgive the word, climax, and I understand in the story where that happens, just like the night manager, the fabled sex scene that went on there. But sometimes you just feel that programme makers are treating us like such idiots that it's, you know, how steamy can they go in order to bring the viewers in? And so setting aside the gratuitous sex scenes and this issue of whether kids are around and the fact that the 9 o'clock watershed is completely useless, worthless, it's whether it actually contributes to anything that you're watching. I mean, if you take, for example, Poldark, which I believe is returning in September, which was on last year, it netted huge ratings. It was beautifully done. It had a very, very sort of poignant love story at the heart of the programme. And yet it was all very tasteful. I think there was barely a sex scene in it. There was a bit of sort of meaningful looking and the slight tussle of a bodice here, but not the way, you know, Versailles is full on within the first few minutes. And the viewers loved it. So that makes me question whether we're just being treated like idiots, as I say, the programme makers, who just think, well, you know, this is the only way we're going to get our viewers in. It is simply not the case.
But maybe rather than being treated like idiots, we're being treated like adults. I mean, you say about popular programmes, Country File is one of the biggest programmes on TV. I mean, people like lots and lots of different things. And for me, why not? You know, why not pander or create programmes to a particular like of audience? Like me, who's quite relaxed about seeing sex on TV, doesn't think it's a big issue. And certainly with Versailles, for example, what annoyed me more was in the programme, they kept saying, I've got your back, I've got your back. That annoyed me. People in the 17th century didn't say, I've got your back.
So obviously, but that's a whole different.
But they're targeting it for a younger audience. They're trying to bring this in. It's you know, a historic drama, but it's for a young contemporary audience.
But is this what we have to do?
And who say things like this? No, we don't have to do it.
Is that all we have to do? I would hate to think.
Don't do it.
I would hate to think that, my, you know, I have my older children are late teens and early 20s. I have a 12-year-old daughter. That the only way that I could get them to learn about history or historical fiction was by shoving in as many gay kissing scenes or seriously steamy romping scenes as possible. And you only have to look at the figures. I mean, the fact is that because they dished it up the way they did, it started off with, I think, 2.4 million viewers at the beginning and finished with 1.75 million viewers. So you've got hundreds of thousands of people switching off. And so it's actually a complete own goal. It's entirely counterproductive. If this is a way of engaging with the audience, it's actually having the opposite effect.
But then maybe that's not the right audience. And in actual fact, the very end of
the
best part of it. So, I mean, the twist was at the very end of it. But why? I mean, you know, as I said, there's lots and lots and lots of programs out there for different audiences. Some of the best programs at the minute are coming from America, which are quite open about sex and violence, which would be my issue. I don't like watching violence on TV. But you think about a program, a series such as The Sopranos, which is hailed in all sorts of quarters as the best program ever on TV. So, I mean, I would disagree with that. But, you know, it was hugely successful. Why not give adults the choice?
But you're arguing against yourself. You're arguing, with the greatest respect, you're arguing against yourself. I mean, The Sopranos has that whole mafioso theme, which has violence at its core. And if you want something realistic and relevant to the story, then the violence should therefore surely be acceptable. I personally don't want to watch it. And you're saying that's not acceptable.
No, but what I'm saying is...
I did listen to you.
I have the choice.
The violence is... You're saying the violence is acceptable in that context, is not acceptable, even though it is historically relevant. And you're saying that the sex is acceptable in programmes like Versailles. I mean, look, the truth
is... No, I'm not arguing against myself at all.
The truth is that Versailles, yes, it is a fascinating... Listen, the story of Versailles itself should be absolutely fascinating and absorbing, just the way the Tudors was a few years ago, which was, you know, a very, very colourful and richly, richly decorated dramatisation of the reign of Henry VIII, which had quite a lot of sort of stuff going on there, sex, but nothing like the absolutely graphic way that's been done in this programme. And it's like... It's just another example, I think, of the BBC is dumbing down, sensationalising programming and switching off viewers in the process, which is a shame.
Here's Norman and... Oh, not Norman and Bangor. Good morning.
Morning, Stephen. Welcome back.
Oh, what do you mean back? I haven't been anywhere. Never heard of here.
For 2 days.
I was only away for 2 days doing a wee secret job.
Yes. Stephen, sex, violence, drugs, murder, that's all you see on the television. And it's been fed into the minds of the young people. And when you lift the newspaper every day, that's all you see in our streets, violence and murder and drugs.
That's not all you see, for goodness sake. Do you not watch... You think of the brilliant programmes.
I watch good documentaries, Stephen. Intelligent programmes.
Well, I don't think there's any sex in Spring Watch the last time I watched.
I watch programmes like that.
Country File or The Chase, that brilliant quiz show on ITV. I love The Chase.
This morning, Stephen, I was reading Big Brother, the most failed television show coming back onto the TV tonight, and thousands will tune in to watch it.
That's right.
They must scrape the bottom of the barrel to get the most...
Come on, you must sit up with a popcorn watching Big Brother.
I do not, Stephen. I wouldn't even watch it. I would rather watch a good documentary, something intelligent.
You might see a wee bit of fun.
I don't know about fun, Stephen. You'll see the most foul-mouthed people you'll ever want to see in this planet on it tonight.
Isn't it wonderful that you don't have to watch it then? Isn't it wonderful that there's programmes for everybody?
But this is the thing. The children are allowed to sit up and watch it by their parents. So they are. That's a problem.
He's right.
Well, you know, do we say that then people shouldn't read certain types of books or magazines because you don't approve of that either? I mean, if it's legal... People
put it on at 11 o'clock at night when the kids are in bed.
And people,
that's the time to put it on, not 9 o'clock at night.
But that's an argument for each family's responsibility. I mean, you can't police each family in their own homes and what parents allow children to watch.
But doesn't it show you the type of parents we have?
But you can talk about
allow their children to watch that.
And the world has changed.
They're allowed to have sex anyway.
The world has changed, Norman. You think what a kid can get in their on their iPad now on the internet.
That's right. The world has changed for the worse, Stephen, unfortunately. So it has. That's the only bad thing about it.
Listen, nice to talk to you, Angela. Thank you. Andrea, thank you. Morning to you.